Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonneau, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We will get to, and Chuck, the lawyer, will unravel completely what the Supreme Court is doing with all of these weird orders and stuff like that. Actually, not. Nobody has any idea.
Or, as a non-Catholic, explain the conclave to you and what will be happening there.
We saw the movie. But a ton to talk about today in terms of Colorado politics. And one of the reasons we like to do this is no one else really is, right? If you read the Anschutz Media Industrial Complex articles, all you get is the establishment uniparty. We would call them rhino side of things. And this is one of the few shows where Colorado Citizen Press does a good job too, or Free Press. I think it's Colorado Citizen Press. But wanted to talk about in Rhino Watch Colorado this week, Trent Lisey has a column up, and it's a great column. And so
I
wanted to bring him in to talk about it. So, hey, Trent, happy day after Easter. Welcome to the show. Thank you for your time.
There you go.
And I'll just let you, the title of your column, the Colorado GOP counting down to its own bombing.
I don't think, do you have it in front of you?
I have it.
Why don't you read it? It's
no,
so good.
It's too long. We
can't
read it.
No, it'll take 2 minutes. No, it's great.
Just summarize
it. It's great. Oh, no, I love it. It's just a great letter.
Whatever Chuck wants, he
yeah.
Julie's the boss, right?
Right, that's right.
Yeah, that's unfortunately true. And there's also many bad things happening.
Yeah. So I guess what, and I encourage everybody to go to your website and read the article.
It's not our website.
Rhino Watch CO website.
I'm sorry, Rhino, that's what I meant, Rhino Watch website, and read it. What led me to write that article was I was watching the documentary that Netflix did the other day on the Oklahoma City bombing, which the 30th anniversary of that was on Saturday the 19th. And as I was watching that, they were talking about the correlation between that and the Waco siege that happened 2 years prior to that. And when they started talking about David Koresh and the Branch Davidians, it just blew up in my head because I'm like, wait a minute. This whole time that we've been going through this for the last several months, Britta Horn and Daryl Phelan and all these other kooks that are associated with them have been comparing us to that event, comparing Dave Williams as David Koresh and those who support Dave Williams as part of this cult following called the Branch Davidians. And I wish I would have picked up on this sooner, but it didn't hit me until that day when I was watching this, and I just was like getting mad. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you're going to, that's like low of the lowest, right?
Right.
Like comparing, there's one thing by saying, oh, you're a terrorist, but there's another thing like actually using an event that happened in the United States, a horrific event that happened, and you're comparing the leader of the party in Colorado and those who support that person as part of this cult that's just burning down this party. And then you come at us the next day after you win and say, oh, we want unity now.
Yeah,
we want you all to come together, forget about what we said. And one of the things that even enraged me yesterday was Daryl Phelan responded to a post that Mark Hampton did posting that article is saying, oh, well, you're getting it wrong. You know, we were just making comparisons in terms of, or highlighting, you know, what was going wrong. We were just creating conversation around that. I'm like,
oh, conversation.
What conversation? So as I got thinking about this the other day, I thought, you know, this is like, you know, okay, the Oklahoma City thing was spurred because Timothy McVeigh used the Waco series situation as the reason to blow up the federal building is one of the reasons. And I thought, What a better comparison to have that you have Britta Horn and Daryl Phelan, who are going, in essence, this is going to be our Oklahoma City moment in 2 years, come November 3rd at the ballot box, when we lose significant races in Colorado because they don't know how to bring unity together, because they expect somebody like me and you guys and those who we all think alike to just put everything down and aside and say, okay, now let's go out there and elect establishment politicians, because that to them is what unity is, and that we're just supposed to shut up and go. And it's like, no, this is this there the lit has been the bomb has been lit on this. And therefore, we're going to see a mass explosion come November of 26 of elections that we're going to lose. I hope. And again, I caveat this saying, I don't want this to happen.
Right.
Howard, convince me on why I should be unified with the new current GOP when they compared me and those of us who supported Dave Williams as the Branch Davidian cult. And in that, Dave Williams, in essence, did what David Koresh did, which was burn the house down and kill everybody that was inside there. And it just angers me when I think about that, and I see Daryl out there saying, oh, he's got it all wrong. We were just trying to highlight things that he was doing. No, you weren't. You weren't having
And
conversations.
they weren't even, and and they weren't even true. I saw some of, and Daryl Phelan is, he's a new vice chair. And he's been just making essentially inflammatory, untrue statements
For months.
from my, well, and Hope Shepelman, and saying that the previous administration is blocking and they're doing all these things. And Dave, took money. I mean, all of this stuff, it's just not true. And so Hope Shepelman, the former vice chair, when she tries to engage in a discussion with him, typical reaction there, he blocks her.
Yeah, right.
I mean, does
Yeah, I
he
saw that. Yeah.
and you're right, and it is gone, and that's why I liked it, because it just really resonated with me and a lot of people. It's like, I mean, they did worse to us, the grassroots, the Rhino establishment people did and treated and called us worse than any Democrat ever has. Right. And now, and then they turn around and say, if we don't just forgive and forget, somehow we're the problem.
Well, but on Rhino Watch, they have this kind of unifying events by the new administration, and starting off, because I was there and was one of the voters, with the free pizza for all, where Dave has her come out, she announces free pizza they'd gotten for the service for everybody, but the Weld County bullies hadn't gotten the word, so they would demand to know who you voted for. If you didn't vote for Britta Horn, they threw you out. I
It's
mean, no free pizza for you. And if someone got a piece of pizza without them interrogating him, they chased him
they
down
took
the
it away.
hallway.
They made him give it back.
That's a unifying event.
Well, exactly. And I was with Rich Wyatt when that happened, because Rich went to go get a piece, and then Rich then in turn confronted one of Britta's loyal supporters, Chrissy Ruckus, and then Ruckus went and told Britta, which Britta came up to us and said, hey, I'm so sorry, it wasn't supposed to be that way. And I looked at her and I said, then go up and make an announcement.
Yeah,
Go
and
up
go
and
apologize. Go
make an
apologize. Don't ex
announcement. Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it.
Oh, of course. Well, and again, let's go back to, and they blame us. So they launched like the coup crew, right? They did that. They called names. They filed
Oh, they called
lawsuits.
a phony meeting. They breached every bylaw they could possibly breach. And once they'd done that and their fight, their phony group, then they sued all the present offices in the Republican Party, get that lawsuit going through almost throughout the election season, till they lost, and a court found, no, you guys aren't the real party. Then they win at the and of course, we were incredibly, the party did make progress. Did win 3 seats, did win a congressional one. Oh, well, that would have. So they really wanted the party to lose because
Yes.
they didn't want Dave and everybody else succeeding. And the minute they get in by an incredibly close vote, they oh, let's unify behind us. I think the analogy you give, is not a matter of convincing hearts and minds, that they kneecapped everybody, and they screamed and yelled. And the worst ones were the Weld County thugs. I mean,
Well,
they
that
were.
assembly, but well, and those are the people too. To go back to what you're saying is, and the real sad thing about this is that they're what they did before and what they're doing now is continuing to hurt the Republicans' chances in a time when people are behind Trump, when MAGA should be sweeping Colorado, right? And they're doing more to hurt it and to hurt the party. You know, you look at, for instance, up in Weld County, and we talked to Cody LeBlanc about this, he brought in 40 volunteers. Now, there were some 200 open positions, so this was just a fraction, but they wouldn't let them in. Because they were MAGA supporters, right? And so, you know, Gabe Evans, Lauren Boebert, you know, all
voted against the new ones.
Voted against.
So did Sheriff Reams, voted against them. And then when Rhino Watch pointed out how people voted, they went ballistic. How dare you show how we voted? We didn't know it was being recorded. Well, we thought we could hide and pretend we were unifiers.
Well, and then come election, they're going to come knocking on the door and asking all of us to go help them get
elected.
Well,
afterward, they got a call to Cody LeBlanc and said, well, if you want to, we'll call all your people. And he said, you'll call them. Is that supposed to feel better? Because you'll call them after you spit in their face? No, we're not giving you their contact information.
Well, and that's why, you know, I was a part of that meeting in January. Where this was brought to the committee. Obviously, I live in Weld County, so you know I've been involved in what has been going on with that whole PCP issue. And really, I mean, you know, I just have to remind people that it was never stated by Dave Williams that Weld County had to take these PCPs. It was, here's recommendations, and that's the key word, recommendations. And I look at that word as similar to Trump's, you know, peacefully and patriotically go and protest right down at the Capitol. And, you know, it was just one of those things where I'm sitting there and I'm like, hey, just take the vote. That's all you got to do. Just take the vote.
Well,
that's
what yeah,
the same. Just vote up and down, yes or no. And unfortunately, you know, Barb Kirkmeyer did run the show that day, and it ended up being what it ended up happening, which was, you know, the result of a redo of a meeting on March 8th of this past year and last month. And, you know, I didn't know the vote was going to be recorded. And obviously I voted in favor of, you know, keeping those PCPs and or voting them into the party. And I look back and I'm like, that was an incredible strategic move to do that because it really puts people out there on where they stand. I mean, there were a lot of people on that list that I was shocked that voted no against those PCPs because I thought that, you know, they would be voting yes. And so I was surprised. And, you know, it's everybody talks about local control, and it's like these people live in Weld County. They live in the precinct that they're being asked to help participate in. And, you know, these are people who helped and have been helping with campaigns across Weld County.
Right.
And it's like now you're telling them we don't want you.
Right.
And
no.
So Julie and I are both PCPs.
Yeah.
And basically, it is being a slave, right? I mean, you go door to door, you carry out literature to on the talk to
be nice to them.
I mean, it's you know, and I've been through as part of Adams County, lots of, you know, new PCPs being inducted in. I've never seen a huge group of no, we don't want any slaves.
What's interesting, Chuck, about that is, you know, one of the district captains had gotten up and was screaming local control and how, you know, the district captains in Weld County work so hard to get PCPs appointed after the caucus. And I can tell you, I went up to that district captain afterwards and I said, how many PCPs have you had nominated since caucus? Well, none.
Yeah.
then what have you been doing? You just said you work so hard at this. Like, what have you been doing? Because all of these vacancies, they have been vacant since caucus of last year.
200, over 200.
Yeah, 254. Well, and it goes back to, I think, like you said, it's like, it's the establishment and the new leadership. They lit the fuse. Right. We were just grassroots kind of going along, trying to do our thing. They lit the fuse and it's still burning. And somehow they think that, I mean, they want us to lay over the grenade that they threw at us. Right. And just
make sure they don't get hurt.
Meantime, yeah, then in the meantime, it's like, oh, we're the ones who are being divisive and we're the ones who are not being unified. And then they want us to just do their bidding. And I think you're right. You know, talking to a lot of people, there are a lot of people who are angry. There are a lot of people who are saying, I am not giving to the Colorado Republican Party right now. All they've done is, like you said, you know, kneecap me, slander me, slam me for the past 2 years. And now they turn around and they want me to donate. It's like, I don't think so.
Well, not only that, but like you saw, I don't know if you saw the email that went out about an hour or two ago by Britta and the party, you know, now working with the Leadership Institute and Holly Horn on. So it's like, okay, so now we're going to be using that. You know, I'm sure we'll be, you know, tied into Heidi Gnarl's Road to Red thing. And it's like, okay,
Right.
so who does the party belong to now? And
Right.
it's
Well,
trying to
all that
keep them.
is a groomer. It's a groomer. It's people grooming for
Rhinos.
lambs
Yes.
into becoming rhinos. You know, what Heidi said that she wanted to make sure the grassroots were all rowing in the right direction, which means leftward. And it's pathetic. It's pathetic. We're going to take these poor people who are probably Trump supporters and convince them that what they really
Mitt
should be,
Romney. Mitt
Mitt Romney is the real successor to
Well, Heidi
it.
posted on a Signal group chat the other day that she was, you know, MAGA and America First, and I responded and I simply said, "This is the funniest comment of the day in this thread." And the next day, she comes back with this dissertation and trying. It's basically like this resume of, "Oh, I did this and I did this." And it's like, no, you're not MAGA. If you were MAGA and America First, you would have ran your governor campaign that way in 2022, but you
Right.
didn't. You distanced yourself from Trump. You distanced yourself from the grassroots, and you tried to run a very establishment type campaign, and you got whomped almost 20 points.
Right. Well, here's the other thing too about the Road to Red, because I remember we talked about that quite a bit when it first came on, right? And Heidi Gnarl at the time, I mean, I find it so interesting now that she's going to be tied in working officially with the Republican Party and getting paid for by them, which I think was part of her plan all along.
Yes.
But back then, when she first came up with it, she specifically said, oh no, I want to keep it separate from the Republican Party, right?
Yeah,
She didn't
sure you.
anything to do with the Republican Party back then. And
Yeah.
all of a sudden now, when it
Pay me,
was,
pay
when
me,
it
pay
really
me.
was MAGA, right? Didn't want anything to do with it then. But now that it's establishment uniparty people, now she, so I mean, you know, it's one of those things that just speaks for itself, right? If
Yeah.
she really wanted to help the party, and it goes back to what you said. It's like, you know, for 2 years, Heidi Gnarl, you've told us you don't want anything to do with us. And now all of a sudden you want us to pay to start coming to your training.
To take our kids and have them groomed by you for unspeakable things,
Rhino things.
rhino things that the rhinos are going to do to these poor innocents. And
It's
it's
true.
funny. I mean, oh, we're super MAGA. And that's the problem. You know, what happens is you have lefty Republicans, and so they don't want to be identified with the other Republicans, so they call themselves moderate Republicans. And
Yeah.
everybody gets so sick
Big
of
tent. They want the big tent.
that they stop using moderate Republicans because everybody, oh, we know who you are. And then they start saying, well, we're conservatives. Yeah, that's it. We're conservatives. And
Yeah.
then that gets blown out. So conservative means nothing anymore. Somebody says
No, it
you're
doesn't.
conservative. And so now, because they always have to hide. They always have to hide among
Lives
us.
with them.
Yeah.
I mean,
And then they kind of go, okay, we're MAGA Republicans. That's
and
it.
you're the rhinos.
And we're grassroots too, yay! And we've got lots of Democratic donors. I mean, Weld County was taken over, including Barb Kirkmeyer, who beat a guy named Parchet. And you know, with all money, left wing money out of New York, that's how she won. And that's
The
how she,
primary.
yeah. I mean, she won.
Lost the Senate race, but or
Well, no, I'm
congressional
talking about
race.
I'm
Yeah.
talking about. State Senate.
Oh,
Well,
okay.
she started out at State Senate and then moved to losing congressional candidates and everything else. But they're so funny because they don't want to be separated. They want to snuggle up next to you while they put the shiv into your back.
Yeah. Well, that's what they've done. I mean, they've destroyed us or tried to destroy us for months, and now they're coming back saying, "Oh, let's get along now. Let's unify. Let's get behind, together. And look, I mean, they're going to blame us in 2 years, right? If we lose, they're going to say, oh, it's your fault because you didn't want to unify with us and you didn't get out and help support candidates. And it's like, the only way to start is for them to come out and apologize and say, look, we shouldn't have done this. Let's really work together and figure out a way. But even if they did, it's not going to be sincere.
No.
And we're gonna see massive losses. And I hope, and I want to say, I hope it's not that way. I'm not advocating for it.
Right.
And I hope something does change. And I don't have any faith in their leadership and who they're aligning themselves with. And I just you know, people ask me all the time, is Colorado gone? And I said, we'll see what 2026 brings.
Oh, it's gone.
Because
Well,
I
yeah.
gone.
mean, if we lose House seats in 26, we lose Gabe Evans' seat. If we lose these very vulnerable seats and we're back in the super minority, yeah, we're gone,
Yeah.
Well, already, I mean, as a practical matter, they're not relying on the grassroots to
No.
help them. They
No
don't care.
way.
They never have.
No.
All they care about is Americans for Prosperity. And quite frankly, Gabe Evans couldn't have won without Americans for Prosperity. He could not have.
Correct.
They poured $11 million, and I mean, I guess if I was Gabe Evans, I would have sold myself out to get Americans if I wanted to get elected. If I just wanted to have a glorious loss, I wouldn't. But
Yeah.
you can tell who Gabe Evans is when his first time in legislature, he got a D from Liberty Scorecard. Then he brought it up because people like me brought it up on things. But he's just a good old former younger cop who really has no strong feelings about anything.
No, and it's
And
just like Chuck, we just want good, strong conservatives. Look, whether we lose every day, I just want people that are going to stand up, stand on principle, stand with the, grassroots, the conservatives, with Trump, with MAGA, and do what we can to push our movement forward to try to, combat what's going on. But when you're hit every day by somebody like Jeff Hurd, who's now trying to,
overthrow the tariffs. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, Crank's been kind of wishy-washy, and Gabe, has been a little wishy-washy, and it's just like,
Well,
and you've got
the first
these.
thing Gabe sent out after being elected was his description of, yeah, we must get those criminals, but we don't want to throw grandma out.
Yes.
And
The
grandma,
immigration.
which grandma's that? And
Yeah.
so it's just one more
Well, that's
tricky
Americans
line.
for Prosperity. They're open
Yeah,
borders.
right. They want thousands, tens of millions of illegal immigrants here. And you want to throw out those who have already been convicted of some crime, the half of 1%? They're great. Throw them out. But they don't really mean that because they want to keep Abrego
Workers.
Garcia anyway. But
Yeah.
what Gabe Evans said, yeah, let's let all the 10 million that came in under Biden and throw out a few known convicted criminals. I mean, that's what basically, although articulated, the best PR spin you could have it. But he was laying out that he really wants the 10 million here, minus a very small percent. And he'll get to the tariffs coming up, because those are the two things that
Americans for Prosperity.
Americans for Coke prosperity, Chinese prosperity, were for. And so they can't go against those people for it. In the meantime, they'll be their usual boring selves. The only interesting one among them is our very own white trash, Lauren Boebert. I mean, at least she dressed well. She doesn't act well in public, but she dresses well, and
Well, she votes MAGA
she votes
in
MAGA, although
DC.
she'll change that now with she because she wants to get on the American prosperity gravy train too. And so that there are congressmen, there how many congressmen do you remember that are Republicans? The only one I ever can remember is Tom Tancredo, and they hated him, and they just so is Jeff Hurd gonna do anything? No. Is Crank gonna do anything? No. Is Lauren Boebert gonna be groping Democrats? Yes. I mean, it's just
Well, when you look at Crank, and I had this conversation with somebody on Saturday, I just said, like, Crank has a huge opportunity right now to prove himself and to prove himself worthy by beating the drum with Space Force. And if Space Force leaves Colorado and goes to, was Arkansas or Alabama,
Alabama.
I think it's going to be on the heels of Crank not working hard enough. Yeah, you can write a letter here and there, and I kind of Googled it a little bit, and he's dripped out some information, but it's like, you should be beating the drum. I mean, this is a huge investment into Colorado Springs that if left, it's like, what
It's
did you
bad.
do?
Well, and one of the things that Britta has done too, going back to a point you made earlier about, getting principal candidates and okay, you'd rather, what's the point if you elect a Democrat that has an R behind its name, what's the point? And that was one of the things that Britta just recently put out, is that she's going to quit talking about principles and things like that, and she's just going to focus on getting people elected. And it's kind of like, well, what do you think gets people elected, right? I mean, and well, in their world, dark money donors get people elected, right?
They
Principles.
do.
I mean, that's why she's abandoning principles. It's like in the new leadership world, grassroots don't count. I mean, we don't count. The only thing that counts is dark money
No
donors.
purity test, meaning nothing about the Second Amendment. You can't be for that anymore. That's just not, that's not any good. And free speech, no purity test
But you
on
must be
those things.
unified. You must be
As long
unified.
as you're unified behind the uniparty message, because we want a big tent, which just means we want to have a little side tent that's part of the Democratic Party that plays the Washington Generals against the Globetrotters, and you all should be happy. But as a practical matter, I can't emphasize this more, the big boys have deserted, that they don't care about the party anymore, just like the Democrats don't. They don't care who you elect to the legislature, don't elect to the legislature. You're not going to win enough for them to be able to. They care about the four congressmen because that's they want to control them, and they want to be able to make deals
With the governor.
with the governor, and they do that by putting up propositions like the one
Ballot initiatives and
ballot
things.
initiatives, the one to lower property taxes. They went in. He gave them some pittance for all of us. Yeah, you can have little scraps. You get a half. You get 25 cents back, and they in turn got some whatever business concessions on Express that Anschutz and the rest of them wanted.
Well, I mean, look, I was at an event a week ago Saturday, listening to a couple of legislators out of Denver talk about how, it's their job to make bills less bad. And I'm like,
Yes,
no,
yes.
your job is to go up there and fight against this evil stuff.
All they do is,
One
all
thing,
they
the troops,
do.
gender bill, the gun bill, they did a great job on those, making, I mean, I don't know how it could be worse, really.
And now we have
So
the vacancy committee bill that has as the co-authors,
Bart Kirkmeyer and Rose Puglisi.
well, it's Puglisi, and it's a Democrat, and therefore the only reason they're for it because the Democrats said, "Oh, you want to make sure the Republicans don't opt out. We'll stick in a couple of provisions saying no proxies to guarantee that even if you got 65, 75%, if you don't have proxies, that's super impossible, and some other provisions. I mean, that's why they signed on to one more Democratic bill. We're there to make them less bad, not to stand up to principles.
No, I know, to make them less bad, right? And then you look at, look, Kirkmeyer's been trying to get rid of the grassroots for years.
Yes,
Yes.
yes.
She did that with what was that, SB 23 101 or 100 or
Right.
something. She tried to get rid of the caucuses in 23,
Yes,
then
yes.
goes through the caucus in 24 because she's running saying, I love the grassroots, I love caucus. And it's like, well, okay. I mean, and then now you're seeing her trying to gut the vacancy by saying, look, we want unaffiliateds to be voting in this thing. And it's like, what, like, just, there's just no logic behind this. And some days I want to crawl into their heads and figure out what they're thinking. And then other days I'm like, that's just torture.
It would
So,
just be filled with money. Hey, listen, Trent, we're gonna let you go. But that was, the Congo
Wait.
GOP, yeah,
Read
Congo
that
was so
on our
prominent.
watch.
Yeah,
That's great.
it was great. Thank you.
Thank you so
Yes.
much.
All
Appreciate
right.
it from you
All
guys.
right.
Take
All
care.
right, Trent Lacey there. And I want to read, we've got a ton of comments here. Let me read some of these. Let's see. from Charlene, is there any way to support MAGA candidates outside the GOP heist system? Because MAGA candidates will not get voted in through open primaries. How can MAGA candidates get on the general election ballot in November? We'll be talking about that here in a second, Charlene. That's a good question. The heisters don't need PCP slaves. They've got dark money, PAC money. Exactly. And small donor money is just extra walk-around money for them. From Kathy, they want their own brand of political drones. And they will co-opt MAGA unless people resist. And she liked your rhino groomers. Let's see. They're going to serve the money, the elected. Didn't the Kochs opt out the co-opt the Tea Party?
Yes.
Then the members had to regroup under MAGA. Now they're going to co-opt MAGA.
Yes.
Well, and that's one.
That's a good analogy.
That is a good analogy. And one of the things too we wanted to talk about, because this kind of ties along with it. Again, it's keep in mind, one of the reasons they don't really care about unifying is their ultimate goal is to have the elections controlled by a small group of big donors, basically. And they want to get out of the opt out. You know, they want to keep the open primary system. That's sort of phase one. Phase two is going to be get rid of the caucus and assembly. So you don't even need a primary.
And all you do is the California, you have jungle primaries.
Right.
You can't get elected because you can't go to an assembly or a convention.
It'll be pay to play. You get to pay to.
You're unknown, and unless you have $1 million or $2 million or $3 million to do advertising, you can't possibly win. And so politics will be down to begging for money from billionaires and pretending you represent something else.
And then doing whatever they tell you to do. I mean, so because here's where Britta over the weekend in Colorado Politics had. A column about it, but Britta Horn, the new chair of the GOP party, said, "Here's where I stand."
Yeah,
this is so
this
funny.
This is. You think you'd put this out before the election? But after the election, she's going to tell you how she really stands.
That's right.
Not that earlier garbage.
No, she said, "I fully support the Claremont Institute's lawsuit against Proposition 108."
And get that, it's the Republican Party's lawsuit.
Distancing self. Here's what this means. The Claremont Institute's lawsuit. The Claremont Institute is providing the lawyers, John Eastman, who was helping fight the lawsuit, but the plaintiff in the case is Britta Horn and the Colorado Republican Party. So of course, so she's distancing herself from it because she's going to kill it, okay? And then she said, the so-called opt-out is a disaster. It doesn't just opt us out of an open primary. It cancels the Republican primary entirely. That's absolutely not true.
So wording, you could have something equivalent to the primary called something else.
Right. And so, and she kind of goes on about why she said, but basically she's saying, contrary to what she said, well, she said, it's all wrong, right?
Well,
no paper ballots, no access for military overseas, no voice for most Republicans. That's just a lie. That's just not true. The party can't run its own primary and only an in-person assembly. An in-person assembly that everyone can vote. It's just a changing of the
word.
Of the word, right? Primaries cost the party little, but an alternative scheme would be a costly disaster. No, it wouldn't. We must choose our right to choose our own nominees without interference.
We'd notice that.
But here's
and how much money have you contributed, Britta?
Well,
how many times you spoke off in support of the lawsuit? How much have you done one iota? You haven't. Like KBB, you are not for the opt-out. You are not for the lawsuit. You are for unaffiliates, which constitute 50% of the state. And so in any Republican primary, they overwhelm the Republicans. So what are the principles represented by the Republican Party? Whatever the affiliated do. Why don't we just change the name to the unaffiliated party?
Well, and here's the thing that is key that Britt is missing. Once again, she's trying to wave her magic wand and get rid of anything and everything she doesn't like. In April of 2024, several hundred, I think it was like 4,000 Republicans who attended the state convention/assembly, right, in April of 2024, overwhelmingly voted to opt out for the opt out, and they want the central committee, the state central committee, to vote for the opt out. So it doesn't even really. I mean, I guess it's, you know, she has a First Amendment right to say that, but as the chair of the party, she has an obligation to carry out the wishes of the vast majority of the Republicans. They're waging a PR war here. She and Heidi Gnall are doing this, trying to convince people that Barb Kirkmeyer that the opt out
really
is bad.
They're really a three-headed hydra. You know, you've got as sort of the face of the Hydra is Britta, though not a very attractive face. And the other ones are Heidi Gnall, whose whole idea of this endless Rhino groom the young and the innocent. Then Barb Kirkmeyer, who's into beating them up if they
Well,
don't
she just wants to
obey.
get rid of the caucus. She wants to get rid
Well,
of.
no, but she runs the thug, the whole thug group headed by the sheriff. I mean, it's he voted against the 40
Right.
people being Republican primaries, and so he's, I guess, is one of the enforcers. I mean, it's bad when you have both the thugs and the police up in Weld County, making sure that they do whatever they want to the four people that Cody
So
LeBlanc.
this is going to be folding out, and we'll keep you posted. And again, the reason I keep hammering this home, but I think it's important to understand what they really want to do is take away. They want to get down to a pay to play. There really won't be a primary. It's a pay to play primary. What they really want to do is get rid of Republican and Democrat primaries altogether. So
Yes.
all you have are candidates who have been funded by the big money donors.
Because that's the only way they can get any publicity.
Right.
That's the only, I want to run for Congress in the county. You can then go to a caucus, you can then go to the
The
assembly.
only way that somebody who's independent and
Yeah, and
not
there have been people who were Kevin Lundberg was the by far the favorite to take over for the Senate seat, and then Glenn out of El Paso gave a great speech, and he won. That was a huge upset. Forget that now. It's a battle of the TV sets
yeah.
and the
Advertise and the
postcards.
coast consultants like it. And so and anyone who that's where the establishment comes in, and they're the Uniparty, right? They'll do whatever the donors tell them to do. And if the donors say we hate the opt out, then they hate the opt out. If the donors are to turn around and say we like the opt out, Britta Horn would be, here's where I stand
Stand
now. Remember I
today.
do this. Hey, but I want to switch gears a little bit because the Supreme
Why do
Court.
you want to switch gears?
Because the Supreme Court stuff, I think, is just interesting. So over the weekend, the Supreme Court did something weird. And feel free to weigh in or chime in or put your comments here because I don't know. It's trying to read the tea leaves. So they're going to hold a hearing. It sounds like on the one hand, and you're the lawyer, it sounds like on the one
Not the
hand,
viewer.
no, I just played one on the podcast.
Oh.
The Supreme Court basically stayed Trump's deporting people under the
Alien element.
And also it has to do with Bert. I mean, it's kind of weird. The ACLU is basically this is the way I understand it. The ACLU panicking, hysterical, ran to the Supreme Court saying, "Oh my God, we don't know what Trump's going to do, but we just know it is so bad. You must tell him to stop everything." And the Supreme Court said, "Okay," and did. Now, except for Alito and Thomas, right? And Alito was
Well,
like, "What the fuck are we doing here? We
it
didn't
was
even have."
supposed to come up. The way it goes from the district court, which is Boasberg and so forth, and up to, and I forget which justice, I think it's Alito's. And then he can either deny or grant it, and then the Supreme Court can overturn it. They ignored that. They said, Alito, no, we don't want anybody to hear that. One of these wonderful MS-13 guys can be sent down to El Salvador
Could
where they're
be
from. So at midnight, literally midnight,
on Easter
on Easter, five of them.
without asking the Trump administration to respond.
Seven of them just said, "Yeah,
We'll hold the
yeah,
hearing.
we don't want to, forget Alito. We don't need you to do anything." I mean, he didn't act fast enough
Know that he
prejudice.
was given after, but here's what I
Well,
don't
they
know
knew he was.
because I've read varying things on this, and I think we all try to make ourselves feel better. But I read one thing that was one analyst was saying they don't think that this is bad. They actually think that in the long run this is good. That this is just the court saying, okay, we have like hundreds of idiotic, crazed, radical district court judges issuing all these rulings that is essentially trying to bring the federal government and the Trump administration to a halt, and we can't keep doing that. So there is one school of thought that is saying, but the liberals are saying, hooray, we won. And this other school of thought is saying, no, they haven't. There's going to be hearing because the justices, the majority, seven of them said, look, we need to deal with this, and we're going to. So there is some sense that they're going to deal with this. And why would they deal with it if they were happy with the district court judges just willy-nilly issuing things? So there's some thought that this maybe could be read as they're going to rein in the district court judges.
The problem with that is it
Yeah.
really isn't practical. They didn't issue a midnight thing on Easter night just because they say, hey, we've got too many of these
Right.
universal injunctions, and we all need to consider that because practically, the three liberal judges absolutely want to stop Trump. You have two that are certainly for Trump, probably on most of the cases, and then you have three squishes, Roberts, and then Jesus, Kavanaugh, and
Gorsuch.
Gorsuch, and Roberts. And so, I don't, saying, "Oh, this is great," that you're really pushing it.
Yeah, I think it's hard. Well, and it's oh, Jacob. Hi from Baltimore. Hi, Jacob in Baltimore. To me, what's alarming too, and it just sort of says this is what the judicial system has come to, right? The liberals co-opted the media, they co-opted the entertainment industry. Congress is just basically largely do nothing anymore these days. They co-opted the deep state, they co-opted the intelligence community, and they have now co-opted the judicial branch. And the
Well,
question is how far along is the Supreme Court? So I don't know. I mean, I go back and forth on, I guess we'll find out May 14th, I guess, is the hearing, what they're thinking. But I have a feeling, like you said, they don't know what they're thinking. They're just like, oh my God, this is all, you know what, up. And we got to do something and we don't know. So somebody typed something up at midnight and some law clerk probably, and they signed it.
promise she was a law clerk. I mean, I don't think this is an encouraging. But who knows when they have the May 14th hearing? You're going to be listening very closely, not to the three liberal ones, not to the two conservative ones, but the tweeners.
Well,
Who
and
knows?
typically the Supreme Court, I mean, typically what they do is issue rulings very narrowly anyway. I mean, like look what they did to Jack Phillips, right? They just kept issuing these really narrow
Which
rulings,
really is hurtful.
right? Which is really hurtful. And so, you worry that they'll do that too, right? And that we'll just be in this mess because, and again, at a certain point, in a way, it's good because I think it's annoying people. Trump's popularity, according to Rasmussen, was up again at 52%. It's gone, CBS is like, oh, no one even likes Trump anymore. It's like, not true. And at a certain point, the Trump administration has done a good job, I think, kind of finding loopholes to continue doing it. But at a certain point, so no one pays attention to the media. No one pays attention to Congress. Everybody believes the FBI is corrupt. What do you do when the final branch, the judicial branch, you're like, well, they're all screwed up too, so just forget what they
Well, the
say?
judicial branch back in the 1930s, when all the radical legislation came up, the NRA and other ones, which were, if implemented, would have been really semi-quasi-Marxist, they found them unconstitutional. So Roosevelt, in what was called the court packing scheme, said, well, there's no magic to nine justices. I'll nominate another six or five, whatever number, and then we'll have a majority of progressives, of quasi-Marxists in there. And the problem with that is people didn't like it. And so the next election was bad for the Democrats, 36 election. But the Supreme Court listened. And after that, not one piece of New Deal legislation was found unconstitutional. Not one. I mean,
There's like,
they just, it's called a switch in time, save the nine.
oh.
And that's exactly what it was. So I, who knows what they're going to do?
Well, and Jacob says it's a question of what hill do the Democrats want to die on? And sometimes I wonder, Jacob, the Democrats, number one, have so many hills, but they have so many foot soldiers, right? That they're perfectly
They're
willing to
like the
sacrifice.
Chinese during the Korean War.
Right. It's like just go send some people up and you die in that transgender hill and you die what four more after the debacle of that, what senator going to see the gang member in Margarita Hour,
Yeah,
that
they all
debacle.
went for free
Now they
drinks.
climb back down there and then El Salvador's
Hey,
like,
El Salvador's a great place, everybody.
El Salvador's
Now
like,
they got all these people in prison instead of killing us. It's a wonderful area.
you'd think that they would wake up, and again, there are other hills that they could, but I think they just have so many foot soldiers. They're perfectly, unless you're AOC or Bernie Sanders, they're on their tour, so they're too busy. I think there is no hill that you can't find some Democrat unwilling to die on, Let's see. Oh, so she's. Oh, now Jamie Raskin is threatening revenge. And Charlene says, so she says she's been controlled opposition from day one. That's her excuse. Yeah, I don't know. The Democrats are crazy, and I think you have in a way kind of David Ogg is kind of making sense when he's like, he's like,
He's
what?
actually pretty
He's
good.
like saying he's 23, saying he's going to primary people like Nancy Pelosi.
Well, it says I've got pledges for $100 million,
Yeah.
and I'll use it.
And he's saying we have, hopefully no one's listening to him. He's saying
Oh, I promise
we have
that.
to have a
And
few.
he's pretty articulate. I mean, I can remember when he first got out, he wasn't so hot, but he has really stepped up his
And
game.
he's saying, he said, yeah, we need to find something besides we hate Trump. We can't get
Yeah.
Trump. So hopefully they won't listen to him. Hopefully they'll continue doing all of these stupid things.
Well, what he wants done is not too happy for a country. I mean,
Oh yeah, no, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't want anyone to listen to him, but at least he's making sense. So they seem to be flailing. So, I have no idea, Jacob, but I don't think I don't that, that's kind of the Democrat way, right? I mean, talk about they're the cult. It's like, go die in this. Let's see. Hogg's father was intelligence, all in the family.
all
Oh, so
right.
they're part of the deep state silo then. So anyway, we'll watch and see what the Supreme Court does. In the meantime, I think what one of the other judges, I mean, what do you do with a judge like this who said that she doesn't trust the Trump administration's representation that they're not going to deport people? So what, I mean, you're a lawyer. What do you do? I mean, you can't really just say that if you're a judge, can you? You're not
You can
supposed,
say whatever you want.
well, but I mean, theoretically, you're supposed to trust
You don't
the,
have to.
you
There's
don't
no
have to, I
law.
mean, a lawyer say, I just don't believe you. Or a judge rather say, I just don't believe you.
I've heard it say a lot of times in court.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Say, I don't believe. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, that's not unique. It's unique they tell the President of the United States that they don't believe them.
It's like, look, we are doing anything and everything we can to stop you on every single hill. And again, keep doing that, I say, Democrats, because in the meantime, I think the deterrent effect is really working. In the meantime, the Trump administration wins because border crossings are at an all-time low. People are being deported. If he can't use the Alien Enemies Act, he can just go back to deporting them the old-fashioned way, right? I mean, and people, meanwhile, are not coming in. I got to imagine if you're an MS-13 cartel leader trying to get people to come to the United States and sell drugs or whatever, it's a little riskier now, right? You might not have as many volunteers. People are self-deporting. So the problem is starting to solve itself. Meanwhile, they're purging people from voter rolls. Elon Musk is purging them from Social Security. I mean, the financial incentives, I mean, on there's all these fronts, right, that Trump is
Well,
fighting this on and he's winning.
and it's been done in Europe, it's been done in Denmark. You're going to have to offer anybody who'll self-deport $10,000. Now, that's minuscule compared to what they were getting from the Biden administration. And just so you get a nice airplane, you get
Maybe give him a
$10,000,
cell phone. Throw a
get a cell
cell
phone, throw a burner phone in there for them.
phone.
And then you might get thousands of self-deport. You won't now, but when they have to kind of go back over the Darien Gap and everything else, or head back to China and all that.
Think though it's stopping people from coming in. So again,
Well,
like,
they've stopped the flow in, but they still got 10 million here,
right.
and that's just the Biden ones. Forget the other 20 million from before.
That's right. Oh, we have a little bit of time. Hey, Sherry, we got Sherry from Lakewood on line one. Hey, Sherry, we only have a couple minutes, but go ahead. Thank you for calling in.
I'll make it pretty quick for you then. But I wanted to bring up a couple things with the MS-13 since you're talking about the
Sure.
margaritas.
Yeah.
It's pretty well known that the reason that they want the MS-13 in here is because they use them for assassins. So they can pay them to kill people and then they kill them. And there's just, it's a nice way to have assassins come in. And they pretty much know that that's who killed Seth Rich. Well, maybe not who killed him because he was alive in the hospital, but they know that the MS-13 or who shot him on the street.
Oh,
And so I'm just wondering if, like, all this MS-13, because how do you have a senator that's saying that goes down there and is saying, well, we're not giving the constitutional rights to these people? It's like, yeah,
yeah.
and that's a senator saying that. So if you have a senator saying that, I'm wondering if eventually what's going to come out, it's going to start bringing out Seth Rich
You
and what
know,
happened. And when that comes out, it will be fantastic because then you'll find out the Democrats even kill their own young interns when they
You know, that's a really good point here. I hadn't thought of, I mean, there could be more than just stupidity and ego on why the Democrats are going to bat and are willing to die in this. Because four more, that's a good point. What is it exactly that the Democrats are trying to protect and cover up? Hey, thank you. That was, sure, you always had the best calls. And that will wrap it up for us today.
That'll be it. We'll be back on Wednesday. And we'll talk a little bit about how popes get elected.
Oh, there we go. We saw the movie Conclave. No, actually,
you saw that. I did. Actually, that's a very well done movie.
Yeah, Pope, but I watched a movie about one once.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, have a great day. Thank you, everyone on Zoom and all the guys at BBS. We'll see you Wednesday.
Bye-bye.